Hey kids, it's Thursday morning. You've almost made it to the weekend. It's time for you to wake up. In the studio with me today is my friend Beckett McCray, the amazing 9-year-old fourth grader. Beckett, who made you?
God made.
What else did God make?
God made everything.
Dude, you got those two nailed down. Good job. Hey, today we're talking about how God made everything. And our friend Elijah is going to come on and talk about that a little bit more. But before he does, he's going to talk about candy. I love candy. I don't know if I could say what my favorite candy is. I really like Smarties. I really like Zero Bars. Have you ever had a Zero Bar, Beckett?
Oh, yeah.
They're so awesome. What's your favorite candy?
Probably Mr. Beast.
A Mr. Beast bar. Okay, Mr. Beast, please don't sue us. We didn't ask you if it was okay for us to talk about your candy bars, but they are good. I've never had one because every time I purchase one of my sons gets it and eats it. I've never been allowed to have a Mr. Beast bar. So maybe after this, we'll go get a Mr. Beast bar. So without further ado, it's time for the joke of the day and then our friend Elijah.
Why was the baby Ant confused? Because all of his uncles were ants.
Good morning, kid. Are you awake yet? This is Elijah, and I'm here to talk to you about the fact that God created everything. Hopefully you understand by now that everything in the natural world was created by God. In the beginning, it was Him and nothing else. He created everything in just 6 days. And His creation is awesome. Think about all of the things in this world that you love. What's your favorite animal? Your favorite vegetable? Your favorite color? God created each of those. Music was God's idea. God created math and running. God created fish and wind. God is the one who put humans into families. God created rest and comfort. Being warm and snuggling were God's invention. God made laughter. Every good thing you can think of, God created, directly or indirectly. The candy you love. God created sugar and the other ingredients. Then He created the human who put it all together into your favorite confectionery. You can thank God for every good thing in your life. But we don't always do that. The Bible warns us in Romans 1:25 that humans sometimes worship the creature more than the creator. The problem is sometimes we love the things God created more than God Himself. Imagine you painted your best friend a picture. It was the best picture you had ever painted. In fact, you think it's one of the best paintings you've ever seen. So you gave it to this person because you love them and want them to enjoy it. Your friend loves the picture. They put it in a frame and hang it in their living room. They spend every day staring at that picture. When you invite your friend to come over and hang out with you, they won't come. They are too busy spending time with the painting. Your friend loves the thing you created for them more than they love you. This is how we treat God when we are too busy enjoying the things He created to spend time with Him. Sometimes we love other things too much to pray, read the Bible, or worship Him. We would rather spend time with the things He created than with Him. It doesn't have to be that way. In fact, you can start today. You don't have to forget about all of the things you love that God created. Just make sure you love Him more, worship Him, and serve Him. You can begin by thanking Him for the things He created that you love so much.